Hello, and welcome back to All About Rich, Episode 9. By the way, we ran out of Rich songs, so I'm playing my favorites for the opening and closing theme. This episode will rock, so keep on listening and don't tune out. With that, let's cover our news section. And just so you know, if you're wondering, that's Daya no Hana by Yoriko, and yes, it is the theme of the Black Hat anime. Okay. Teach to be Witch number 3, scanning and translation done. Yes, it is done, just a few more little arrangements, then I will post it. Get ready to see it very soon. Say Witch Day is September 28th. What you hear is true. If you don't believe me, go to DisneySwitch.org. Remember, send your emails and banners and kick Disney's butt. Okay, Halloween 2009 special undergoing scanning and translation. It's true, it's really cool, and I can't wait to show it to you. Preview pics will be sent out. Witch for Life's new look. The site has been given a new look, banner, and background. Go to www.witchforlife.webs to view it. Witch for Life's first anniversary. Yes, it's true, Witch for Life was born sometime around last September, I think. Stop by in my guestbook and leave a comment on Wednesday, September 16th, 2009. September Witch Side of the Month winner. Big congratulations to Witch Girls Unite by Witch Fan Forever. Expect your award very soon. The name of issue number 102. The other day when I was searching on Wikipedia, I came across the name of issue 102. The name is Face in the Wind. Okay, now's our RPG update. Zarzis Alfaro has admitted the truth that he lied to Christina, and now he got hurt by her because she went into a rage about wanting her powers back, so he's now hitting the guardians with bloody needles. Christina fainted from the needles and the life force that Zarzis had sucked from her, and then she came back and took her powers. So, Jenny and Valkyrie are fighting Zarzis. Twilight and Drake. Drake is shooting Zarzis, but Twilight is trying to stop him. Narissa is trying to control the Guardians, and Trinity is trying to help the Guardians. By the way, Trinity and Drake are new RPG characters at Witch United. Drake Spartan is played by my brother, Irma's number one fan, while Trinity Hunter is played by Solier.x, a new member of Witch United. Well, that's all the news for now. Take cover, our sponsors are ready. Okay, Witchcast, Amanda and Christine are lurking in the shadows of Witch. We're ready to chat about Will, Shagon, Tekla, and more. Tune into their podcast at www.witchcast.podomatic.com. Discuss Witch, Rock and Roll Girl loves chatting about the latest news and love triangles in Witch. Tune into her podcast at www.discusswitch.podomatic.com. This podcast is hosted by www.witchchat.podomatic.com. Listen today. Okay, and we're back. Okay, let's chat about Season 1, Episode 9, Return of the Tracker. Okay, here's what it's about. Prince Fogel sends the tracker after Caleb in an effort to recapture the rebel leader. Meanwhile, the girls all try to go see a movie starring their favorite actor. But will they be able to save Caleb and defeat an old foe and get to the show on time? Also, Will is grounded for having bad grades. Halen is also grounded, but not for long. Alma is upset when she finds out, so she must babysit her brother, and Yenlin replaces her. Okay. Time to discuss Ember. Okay, just pulling up the info. Okay, she's one of the four Knights of Hate given life by Narissa. Ember was created from the lava which flowed around Narissa's tomb. She looks like a slender woman made of smoldering lava with bat-like wings on her back and hair made of flames. Befitting her nature, she attacks foes with blazing hot beams from her weapon, a type of trident. She represents the pain that Narissa felt while being locked away, that which she now wants to inflict on Kandrakar. She was absorbed by Narissa in the final battle. Okay, now, issue number 7. Another one I have to pull up. It'll only take a few seconds. Well, issue 7, of course, is in the first saga, which I honestly think it's a pretty good issue. And the name of it is One Day You'll Meet Him. This issue can be found on Witch Lover's site, The Witch Files. And it was originally scanned by Starlight Mage, and Witch Lover gave the link to it. Arma Lover. Alright. Going to issue number 7. Okay, so basically the girls are at school. And it's winter time. And Irma and Haylin hear that Will has to go and meet Matt's grandfather, but they believe it's just for Matt. So Will takes the place, and then Mr. Olsen asks if she'll be okay, and Will says yes, and as she's waiting for customers, she finally hears a ring, and she sees a tall, slender woman who's very pretty. And apparently, the woman named Jackie tells Will that she's here to deliver a note for Matt. Now, Will's all shocked, saying, "Oh my gosh, he's my boyfriend." And once she reads the note, she sees hugs. Can't wait to hug and kiss my puppy. Hugs and kisses, and Will thinks that she means that her puppy is Matt. Like, she's that in love with him. And so she's angry, and she says, "I'm never gonna deliver that note to her." Meanwhile, Tarani is chatting with Irma and Haylin over the phone, and her brother rushes her because Nigel came over, and Theresa has a chat with Peter about how she doesn't really like Tarani hanging out with Nigel because of what happened at the museum. Meanwhile, Cornelia is trying to decide how to clean out her room so she can... And so she uses her powers and finds a diary with an entry with a poem from Elyon. She remembers when she was skating and Elyon complimented her, and she remembers when Elyon gave her the drawing of Caleb. Will, meanwhile, is trying to decide what to wear. And basically, Cornelia is there with her, because she wants to meet, because she knows she's going to be meeting Matt soon. Cornelia asks what Will's opinion is on the whole Elyon thing, and Will's all like, "Well, Elyon's evil," and Cornelia's like, "Thanks, I really needed that." And so Haylin and Irma, meanwhile, are busy taking pictures for their teacher. Cornelia wanders in ye olde bookshop and finds Vathek and gets scared, so she transforms and finds out he's actually on the good side and goes with him into Meridian. Elyon, meanwhile, is talking to Cedric, and she's doubting him. And Phobos appears and tells him that he better not fail. This is when Cornelia meets Caleb after she almost drowns. She fights with the guy who's calling her ugly, and then all of a sudden she notices Elyon and goes to save her. She accidentally creates an earthquake which even rocks Heatherfield, while the Oracle is watching this from far away. Will meets her friends dressed exactly like Jackie, and they take a trip to Meridian. Haylin reveals that her map of the portals is there, but she thought her jacket was on fire, but it was actually glowing. Cornelia, meanwhile, is talking with Elyon, and Caleb interrupts. And then the witch girls travel to Meridian and get sucked into, like, this sort of vortex and transform, and they almost drown. While Cornelia is trying to help battle and Allian remembers her former mother who had died, the witch girls save Cornelia. Phobos reprimands Cedric. Cornelia has to leave Caleb and he gives her a special flower. Allian and Phobos reunite. Cornelia brings the flower back home and Will finds out that Jackie just wanted to pick up her puppy and that Matt doesn't really love her all that much as she thought. And that's what issue 7 is about. As for that, it's time for playing more of Daya no Hana by Yuriko and doing the rest of this podcast. Kayla Urson Great Links, www.witch.morninghobby.blog.onnit.pl, www.witchforyou.blog.onnit.pl. More can be found at my blog and Witch for Life. Okay, our villain discussion today is for Takeda, Mariko, Shinobu, and Mia. Okay, well, a cryogenic scientist who invented a powerful machine known as coldness is Takeda. More than he can open a gateway to another world. When Mariko's older daughter discovered this world, she's put under a coma. Her body still remains on Earth and is frame-shaped, but her mind is in another dimension. Because of this, Takeda wishes to wipe out all magic in our world, including the Guardians. He uses Liam, a boy from the other dimension, to do his evil bidding. Shinobu is Takeda's other daughter, and Mia is the White. Also, White Queen, malevolent and despotic ruler of the Frost Realm, who desired to kill Mariko and the Guardians, who stood it in her way. She was only killed Liam when he tried to rescue Mariko. Hey, guess the witch name. Last week's answer was Will Vandam, the Rebel Rescue. This week, you can have the dress, just not with me in it. Repeat, you can have the dress, just not with me in it. Remember, you have to guess the name of who said it and the episode. By the way, Jody was last week's witch lottery winner. For this week's lottery, stop by www.witchqueensunite.blogspot.com. Okay, questions. Did Mr. Hubbard really die? Yes, he got hit by a car. Will was very saddened by this and remembered it for a long time. Are Luke and Tony just friends or are they in love? Well, they did kiss in the Witch on Stage Battle Show, but everyone keeps saying they're just friends. I don't know about that one. How to be on the show? Advertise us, email me at lilip14@gmail.com, record a shout-out, or make suggestions. Thanks for listening. Tune in to episode 10 Walking Down the Runway very soon. I'm your host, DCQ. See you next time.